Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,556th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, a.k.a. Misunderstood Adrian. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church, the place for the whosoever will. It's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. And tonight, I have a question for you. Can you see it? If you would like to join me live on the air tonight, I would invite you to dial 319-527-6091 by pressing 1. That allows you to speak. The number again is 319-527-6091. And the question tonight I'm asking is, can you see it? So I can hear you ask me now, how can I see it if I don't even know what it is that I need to see? And that's exactly what we're talking about tonight. Can you see it? Look at your life. Can you see it? What about your children's life? Can you see it? What does your family look like? Can you see it? They say that you have to be able to see something in order to believe something. And that helps you to achieve that something. So tonight, the question really is, can you see it? And for a lot of people, by the end of the night, not only will you be able to see it, you will be able to believe it, which means that you are that much closer to achieving it. So for many of us out there that have begun to see exactly what we're looking at, I need you to know that some of us have lost focus on maybe what we deem to be important. We're looking at the things that are being presented to us, and we're looking at how off we are. And I understand that there's a place where we believe that is called the promised land or considered to be the promised land. But could this be our promised land? And maybe we've just lost our focus. Can you see it? 319-527-6091 is the number. And remember, if you press 1, that'll let the board know that you want to speak. And I invite you and I encourage you to please come in, press 1, and tell the world what it is that you see. Because this is the first gathering of D-Block Church for 2022. But this is the place for the whosoever will. Every other Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we need to make it plain that we are going to stay connected. We're going to see what Purpose Kingdom Network is doing in our daily lives. Because you do know that when you are connected with Purpose Kingdom Network, not only do you get blessed to have a ministry of D-Block Church every other Thursday, but you get 2 full weeks of programming with different hosts, all from different places, all coming from different parts of the world, meeting up in one common goal, and that's to help someone see God in a better way and understand exactly what Christ is and who Christ is in all of our lives and how it all works out. So this focus thing, it becomes very important because a lot of the times what we need is to see past what it is that we're actually seeing. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, stay with me now because, I mean, I know what you see. But tonight, If that is all you see, then I need to help you open your eyes so that you can see exactly what it is that you need to see. Because tonight you might only be able to see that you see neighborhoods falling apart or children being disrespectful and not having any regard for human life. Like, you might see the COVID-19 or the Delta, the Sigma, the Beta, the Omicron, the Zoloft, whatever, the Vogar, and whatever else is going to come. You'll see all of that. You might still even get death reports sent to your phone. You see all the corruption that is going on, and you've given up literally on the whole thing. However, you end up still waking up every single day. Is it maybe that you need to see it different? Can you see it? It must go beyond that natural eye. What we see and what someone says is starting to formulate exactly how we live our daily lives. And I brought it to D-Block Church tonight because I'm watching people live in defeat. But I'm thinking to myself, that must be what they see. How is it that you can have a bad day or even a bad week and live in a bad week for months after months after months? Like, to me, it just seems as if you're not looking at anything great. You're looking at the problem. You're sourced in on the defeat. You're sourced in on the situation. But tonight, I really, really, really want to stress to you that it is about how you see it. It is about how you live in what you see. It's about how you get past what's in front of you and then step out on this thing called faith. You know, you gotta have faith in order to get out of what it is that you're in. So you have to see yourself out of it before you even begin to even look like you're gonna be moving. You gotta know what you wanna see. And then when you do, you'll start to see your enemies defeated. You'll see every lie being untold. You'll see every crooked way straight. You'll see it like David seen it. Like, I was doing some reading. You know what they say? A lot of people say a psalm a day will keep the enemy at bay. So I had been reading some Psalms, and I was in the Psalms, and I ran across Psalms 144. And within it, as I was already writing, I said to myself, this is what we need to do. People need to know how to find the power, even if it is something that you have to read in order to find the power. Psalms 144, it says, praise the Lord, who is my rock? He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skills for battle. He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield and I take refuge in him. He makes the nations submit to me. Oh Lord, what are human beings that you should notice them? Mere mortals that they should think about them? For they are like the breath of air. Their days are like a passing shadow. Open the heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, see you, so you billow smoke. Hurl your lightning bolts and scatter your enemies. Shoot your arrows and confuse them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me. Rescue me from deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. I will sing a new song to you, O God. I will sing you praises with a 10-stringed harp, for you grant victory to kings. You rescue your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me. Rescue me from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nourished plants. May our daughters be like graceful pillars carved with beauty in a palace. May our barns be filled with crops of every kind. May the flocks in our fields multiply by the thousands, even tens of thousands. And may our ox be loaded down with produce. May there be no enemy breathing through our walls, no going into captivity, no cries of alarm in our town squares. Yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. But we got to grab power in the fact that we need to see the overcome. I heard today while I was sitting in class, my mentor said something about when you're looking at the finish line, you have to be able to see what it looks like crossing the finish line. You have to be able to see the finish line. How many of us are actually preparing to run a race, but you don't see the finish line, which literally is saying to yourself that you really don't know where you're going. You don't know how to get there. You don't know what you really need in order to be prepared in order to get to where you need to go. But we can take everything that you're carrying and then ask yourself, is that slowing me up from my race? Is that allowing me to take, am I going to be able to cross the finish line carrying the same things that I'm carrying today? There's so much that goes on into it. And I think that it really ends down, it, like I said before, it really boils down to the mindset. How is it that you are seeing what it is that you're seeing? Do you see what you see in defeat, or are you gaining power in what you see? Because I definitely am reminded of a time when I thought that all things were going so crazy and chaotic in my life that there was no way in the world that God could be blessing me in that moment because, you know, you all, first and foremost, we always give nothing but the credit to the devil. It's always the devil. It's always the devil. The devil did it. The devil is doing it. You know, the devil got me messed up. The devil is cursing me and all of that. And no one really thinks about it. It's not so much the devil because anything that the devil can do, the devil needs permission from God to do it. So really, in all actuality, whose power is it really? Because the way that we look at things is really the way that we see things. So if you're always giving the power to the enemy, it seems as if the enemy is actually strong within God. And I hate to tell you, but contrary to popular demand, and I don't care what it looks like, I don't care how they tell it, I don't care how they flip the story, if you turn it to the back, we win this thing, y'all. We win this thing. So it's the way that you see the finish line so that you know that you gotta have to be able to get to the finish line. So that is why when I say, can you see it, you really got to ask the question, like, can you see it? Because if you start looking around about what's going on, you can get completely misconstrued about what it is that's important in one's life. Because even news stories, there's so much propaganda going on in the world that when you hear news, you got to like check yourself before you actually wreck yourself because you might be listening to the wrong channel and the wrong channel done flipped it to the point where it seems as if, you know, this crime is happening outside your house and it's going to happen when you walk outside your house. So that means that you need to be prepared before you walk outside your house because, you know, this is the most turbulence of the place, and it just happened on your news station. You've seen it in your news. They told you that it was reported from 5 minutes ago. Now, mind you, it happened 6 days ago, and they're reporting the same story that they done told you 6 days ago didn't happen. They done found the people, but they don't want to tell you all of that. They just want to keep telling you the story. But if we continuously focus on what it is that we are being presented with, we are going to have that feeling of defeat. We will not be able to see a finish line because things will be closing in around us. Have you ever been in a situation where things start closing in around you? Can you see it? 319-527-6091 is the number. I will be able to, I will have to check the board and see if you are out there. But if you are out there and you are pressing 1, I am definitely going to bring you on and give you an opportunity to let the world know what it is that you see. Like, do you see us together? It's February. This is Black History Month. And this is what they say is Black History Month, but I believe that we need to do more about Black History Month because now it seems as if we have to share a lot of special days within Black History Month doing other things that don't really maybe pertain to just African American people or our Black history. So how is it that we are still continuously in this one little blanket of our 28-day regimen and we are still fine as a people and allowing other things to go on the way that they're going on? I mean, can you see it? Like, is there a way that we now speak up about not so much of the LGBTQ community or, you know, or that whole sector of, I don't even know how to say the sector of, like, everything that is included in that flag, put it that way. You know, I don't consider it to be the rainbow of the rainbow because now they've put more things on, and we say shout out to everybody that added into what it was of the design of the how they were to be represented. But what I'm saying is, can you see it? Because if we continuously watch it, it seems as if what we're not supposed to do is speak up for what we believe is right or what we think is right or how we are supposed to be at least teaching our children so that we can continue to have future generations to come. Because what we don't realize is that the life that we live, the way that we just say, go ahead and be free and go ahead and do this and go ahead and do that, what it does is turns the population numbers down. It flips things out because we're no longer reproducing. We no longer have couples that are having children. So now we just have a bunch of population that is going to end up dying off, but then we have nothing left behind. So whatever is left behind will then be able to take over from there. But, you know, we're not thinking of that because we're looking at what it is that we're looking at. So tonight, that's why the question is, can you see it? Can you see you in that next 15, 20 years from now? People are talking about the metaverse and everything is changing and there are more artificial intelligence things coming in and the technology is beginning to able to walk into your house and speak to you in a manner, you know, and assist you in ways that maybe you haven't been able to assist you before, but this is where we're going. So can you see that? Where do you see you in all of that? Or are you being replaced? There is really no way to replace you unless you choose to give it up. I've heard that said, like you can't unmanifest your own, no one else can unmanifest your own dreams. Like you have to pull your own harvest back up. You have to start pulling those seeds back up out of the ground in order for them not to actually manifest. But the reason that you would pull seeds up out the ground that haven't really gotten and begun to grow is because you don't see the finish. You don't see it. How what's the man's name with all the money? I love listening to when he talks and the way that he speaks, because when he talks, he speaks of He speaks of a wisdom of, I've been here before. Buffett, Warren Buffett. And like Warren Buffett says, the man sitting in the shade tree is proof that someone planted a seed years before that. You know, it's like, you have to be able to understand why you're letting it go. You have to be able to understand why you're doing the good deed. You know, I had a conversation earlier today with a young woman, and it's really like what you give out, it should come back. Like, so if you give off good, you should get good. It's just that simple. And it's not so easy to see if you're looking at it, because every situation doesn't always turn out like that. And when you have different situations happening and you have different people being affected in different ways, then you have to look at it and say, okay, maybe there's something that we're missing in all of it, but how do we regain it back so that we can all begin to see this finish? Like, so it's not just me walking, but it's me and you and them and her and them and everyone walking together with one accord, because we know that in order for us to finish, in order for us to finish strong, we all must do this thing together. We all must have a part in this. It's just like they say that we're all part of one body. Like, the head is not going to get there if the legs and the arms ain't connected and they're not working. Like, a head with no feet is kind of messed up unless it's got a chair. I'm just saying. That's the only way I see it really moving easily across whatever finish line it is that you have, that we have laid out, that we are saying that that is where we're going to end. It's almost like back in the Bible, back to the Bible, like when Moses sent the 12 spies. Like, he sent the 12 spies to go check out Canaan, and he told them to bring back the report. Go look. It's supposed to be, this is the promised land, the land filled with milk and honey. We're supposed to be able to, you know, this is our land, so you go check it out and see what it is. Now, out of all 12 of them, only 2 of them came back with a report that sound like, all right, come on, let's go get this because it's ours. But 2 of them said, come on, let's go get it. And 10 of them said, no, I'm cool. It's like, you know, they big over there. They look like giants, just that and the other thing. You know, so that's mindset. But how many of us are caught up in the majority of what the majority is doing? What are they doing? They're sitting around, they're watching a certain particular shows. Like, there's only 5 shows that are hot, and those are the ones that you kind of look at and you kind of question yourself, and you say, what is it that I'm seeing when I'm looking at these shows? What is it that they're saying to me? What are they telling me? Are they showing me the joy in this? Are they showing me that I can conquer this, that I can overcome this? Or are they showing me how to be stuck in this rut of whatever it is that we're in, or caught up in the latest gossip of who's sleeping with who and whose man is who? And, you know, like, the whole thing that's just going to keep you on your phone talking about what's on the sides of you and what's going on next door to you, as opposed to looking through to see the finish. Can you see it? I need you to understand that sometimes what it is that we're looking at is so important, but it's all about the story that we're telling ourselves in our mind. If in our mind we know that we can do it, you will have a story and you'll come back like Caleb. You'll come back like Jacob. You'll come back like Joshua. You know, you'll come back telling the story like, no, 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 this is ours. It's for us. And regardless, I heard a preacher say the other day, like, who told you to think about the giant? Who told you to call them giants? everything that was in the promised land was told was going to be there. From the milk, from the land filled with milk and honey to the way that they were going to do certain things. All he did was come back and say, report to me what you see. Who told them that they were giants? Who told you, you know, who told them that they were small like grasshoppers? Where's that weakness coming? And when it's being said and when it is being shown and when it is being given, like that is what you, that is the offering that we're giving to you. How do we break from it? You have to see above that. You have to step out on that faith and know that I see more, I see bigger, I believe bigger. And guess what? All you have to do is really, literally, if you do it every day, it becomes something that is more, I don't want to say it's routine, but sometimes what happens is in a routine, it becomes exactly what it is that it needs to become. And it becomes a way of life for you. And if you are able to see what it is that you're seeing, then it's easier for you to actually set out and make it a part of your life. It's easier to, you know, rid things that no longer serve you because it doesn't involve, it doesn't evolve, it doesn't involve your finish. Like, it's not a part of the plan. It's not a part of the story. So what does that mean? You have to have a plan. You have to want to have a plan. How do we begin the plan? I believe we begin the plan by giving thanks. You give God thanks for all that you've been through. You give God thanks for all the things that you might have even struggled to get through, if you've gotten through them, or even the things that have sometimes stumped you. You thank God for those things. Why? Because it helps you see exactly what it is that you need to see. It sees you, but it's just not you. It's you and your power. You find power in your weakness. Remember that. And a lot of us are walking around not wanting to show our weakness because we want you to see this thing. And sometimes it's not about the thing because that thing is not going to help you. So can you see it is the question that I'm asking you tonight. 319-527-6091. Is there anyone out there that is pressing one and I'm just not seeing the messages? Let me just check with my good people and make sure that we are doing what it is that we are so asking for. Amen. Yes. Okay. I see you. And what I am trying to say in all of it is that that's what it's really about. It's about being able to see from where you are to where you're going. And guess what? It's not a race, one. This is something that I've learned, which I think is the best thing that I've learned, is because you can focus on what is next to you, but that will distract you crossing that finish. If you focus on what is at the finish, what do we need to finish? What do I want to say today so that my children know that it's really about the finish, not within this day? We must get past this day because if we look at what we see, it might not be all that there is to be. And we must remember that. So if you are out there and you have been seeing all types of stuff, because trust me when I tell you, if you don't really focus on, if we don't focus on the things that we see, the things that we hear, the people that we're around, like the stories that people tell us, like if we don't really focus on that kind of stuff,
you'll realize that you have drifted so far off of course of what God is actually calling for you to do, like what your purpose is in life, where you, you know, your yin, like where your fang is, that thing that make you, you know, where you feel like I call it the pocket. You know, what happens is there's so many things that come into life that will end up distracting you and helping you drift further and further and further off course, that when it comes down to seeing the finish, you can't see it. What I want you to know tonight is that even if you're in that situation, you are right where God needs you to be. You are right where God wants you to be, because what you need to do is know that what you see is not what you see. That's the first step to being able to see it. Once you get past that, you can, and a lot of people look at it and say, what we do at Purpose Kingdom Network is we offer the opportunity for you to know who Christ is. We offer the opportunity for you to have and start a personal relationship with God, so that how you see what you see, you have a filter to be able to base it upon. In 2022, there is no way in the world that I would tell someone that they would know God any better or any worse than the next man. Because of what you've gone through, what you've been through is who you are, and how you've formulated your opinions about what it is that have gone through is exactly what it is. But for the future of everything, can you see it? Can you see us together? Can you see us the way it's been intended for us as nations to stand as one? Can you see it? Is there a way that you can be able to shut off the negative talk, the negative energies, the negative feelings that you may have towards one person or one particular race of people, or however, whatever is stopping you from just seeing the light in this situation, in that situation, in that particular person, in that dealings over there, whatever it is, that's where you ask God to come in. You ask God to step into that situation, to allow them to see it, to allow you to see it the way he would see it. Can you see it? Half of the time, most of the people that are going through something, they're going through something because they're just so upset, because at the end of the day, they see something that they don't think that anyone else may see. No, you just don't understand. You don't understand because you don't see it the way I'm seeing it, or you weren't there and you don't know what happened. And all of those things are great. But the place that you need to be able to really, truly focus is, can you see it? Can you see it the way God sees it? Can you see it the way that God sees you when you fall short? Is there a way that we have become so quick to tell someone what it is that we see, that we've not really focused on what it is that we're really seeing? Because anyone that's falling short, there's an opportunity to get better. Anyone that has it all together, unfortunately, there's an opportunity for them to lose everything. It's all in about the way that we see it. But if you're at the top and you don't see your finish, the kind of question is like, what are you doing? How long are you going to be there? What are you doing up? What are you up there for? Was there a reason why you got up there? Or did you just get up there for people so you could tell the people that you did it? So you can look back and say, did you see me? Can you see me? Unfortunately, if you are like that, It looks like there is a caller. Let me see. I'm getting a beep. I'm getting the beep, but I don't know if there is a beep. Can you see it? Is the question. Look, my caller said, can you see me? I'm like, can you see me? So caller, yes, I do see you. If you are still there, you are definitely more than welcome to come on in and speak. Is the caller still there? I'm sorry, y'all. You know me, y'all. Well, what we'll do is if you are still there, then we will bring you on. And if not, we thank you very much for your support. And we love you anyway. Thank you very much for being there. And no, I did not see. So the question really is, can you see it? And for me, the answer was no. I missed it. But when you get a chance, please come on back in so that you could tell the world what it is that you see. Because that's the last thing that I want to talk about, the fact that we need to be able to share openly what it is that we see. Everyone's vision is not always as clear and precise as yours. And if you can see something that can speak life into something, into someone else, I don't want to tell you that you have the obligation, but you should feel obligated to let them know what you see. I know so many people that when they talk to me, they tell me that they never thought that they'd see 20. They never thought that they'd make it to 20 years old, but yet they're standing there and they're in their 40s or their 50s or even their 60s. So just imagine, can you see it? Maybe you need someone to see it for you. Maybe it takes someone else to see what it is that they see and tell you what they see. Because what they do is they end up telling you what they see, but then that actually gets into your mind, and then we go back to the mindset because now you've actually seen yourself in this situation. You're seeing yourself about to finish. You're seeing yourself owning the business. You're seeing yourself with the contacts. You're seeing yourself doing these things so that you can actually cross that finish line. That is what it's about. And if you don't know anything about what it is that we're looking at, what it is that we're seeing, we are letting you know tonight that we see you. We see you out there. We see you out there trying to do what it is that you have to do. We are seeing you do more than what it is that you need to do for your children, for your grandchildren, like your neighbors. A lot of people have literally stepped up and they're adopting kids and adopting dogs. And I have seen so many people do so many other things, you know, just as there's acts of kindness, acts of gratitude. And those are the things that become the examples of what it looks like to do it, to survive things, to keep moving through things, you know. Can you see it? In order for you to really, truly be able to see it, you really, truly must believe it. And that's when it comes down to your relationship with Christ, with the fact that we have so many other places, so many other things that we could be doing. But because of the fact that we decide to take out the time on a daily basis, and a lot of us sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. But if this is only the first time, this is definitely, please don't make it the last time, that you literally just ask Christ into your life. If you do not have a personal relationship with Christ, we invite you every night, and definitely especially tonight, to say a simple prayer and ask God to come into your life and save you. Know that with asking, it is already done. So you don't, how do I say this? You don't just ask for it and it happens and things just automatically get great. Actually, contrary to popular demand, I think things go crazy first because, you know, if you was good at what you was good at, then the devil would be mad that you want to, you know, get your life together. So he starts throwing all kinds of stuff at you to just make you want to quit the last decision that you thought about having something good to do. But, you know, you got to be able to see it. You know, you got to see what's going on. You got to see those tricks. You got to see the tricks of the enemy. You got to see how he'll throw the distraction in front of you so that you'll never actually pick up the book and read the thing that's going to save your life that day. But you got to be able to see it. I am getting messages that is saying that we are having board issues. So if you are out there and you are actually on the line and you are pressing one, we do apologize because unfortunately, if the board is acting up and is not going to allow for a call to come through, that also tells me that what it is that you're seeing is powerful, and you should hold on to what you see because sometimes that's the only thing you have. Like, I was going to do a live video tonight, and then I realized that what I didn't want to do was let you see me. Because if you see me, then it might be easy for you to just see me. But no, I wanted you to see what it was that you could see. Because sometimes you don't need the picture in front of you. You need the mindset to be able to grow it. You need the mindset to be able to adapt to it. You need to be able to see yourself where you are, but then see yourself crossing the finish. And seeing yourself crossing the finish is the bottom line. That is the key. That is the win. That is the example that we need in order to live this thing called life, in order to make sure that generations to come will still be able to do the same thing, live the same way, love God the same way we do. So if you're out there tonight and you are still with us and you do not have a personal relationship with God, I invite you into the kingdom. I invite you to really take God's hand and let him show you the way. Let him order your steps into areas and territories that you might not ever have dared to try. But knowing that if your hand is in God's hand, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be fine, and you've already got it. All you have to do is ask yourself, can you see it? What I would like to do is I would like to call Chappie back on and call Chappie on the line so that we can get the announcements and everything. Can we get back? Okay. I hear you.
I bless God. I praise God. Y'all don't understand out there listening to us via the live stream around the world, those that are on the phone with us, y'all do not understand how we are having a but God moment this evening. Hallelujah. And I don't know, y'all might not be able to see it, but I truly can see it this evening. We thank and bless God for the word that came forth from our Minister of Music, Miss Adrienne M.S. Understood Allen. Amen. We thank God for the anointing that came forth from her. We thank God by faith for those who we believe gave their life to Christ somewhere out there listening this evening. We are worshiping and blessing God for you. We encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, you can bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., we will be broadcasting another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting In Search of the Truth with the host, Evangelist Cheryl Johnson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us on via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us now on via Google app. We have an app that allows you to listen to gospel music 24 hours a day. It is called PKN Radio. Again, that is P as in Purpose, K as in Kingdom, N as in Network, PKN Radio. God has blessed that you can tune in there to listen to gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as get encouraging and uplifting words from the Lord. You can get that in the Google App Store. For those Apple iPhone customers, your app is coming forth shortly. Again, we bless and thank God for all of you who listened in to this, our 1,556th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Sister Adrian, wonderful, wonderful words this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Search for the truth, huh? 8 p.m. tomorrow, y'all. Search for the truth. It's almost like, can you see it? But what do you need to see? I look forward to hearing that ministry tomorrow. So if you are available, make sure that you are here at 8 p.m. But before we leave tonight, I just want you to think about the 12 spies and ask yourself, if God said it and he told you what it was, he told you how it should be, he told you what you could have, he told you where to do it, how to do it, makes you see something different. Because remember, Moses sent 12. 10 of them came back with the same story. So it's almost like, did all 10 of them actually even see it? Or was it just one or two of them that saw it and just had a good enough story that they went back and told someone else? And then someone else believed what they said as opposed to seeing it for themselves. You know how that can go. Or ask yourself, are you going to be a Caleb or a Joshua? Are you going to go out there and get what it is that's yours? Because God didn't speak of the giants because they weren't important. That wasn't a part of the promised land. They came with it, but that didn't, them being there had nothing to do with them receiving the land. So tonight I really ask the question, can you see it? Because if you don't see it, that means that you're not out here trying to be it. If you can't see it, that means that you're not out here trying to go get it. If you can't see it, That means that if there's children connected to you, you're not teaching them so that they can make sure that they're in the better positions, in the best positions, so that they can achieve what it is that they need to achieve so that they can go get it. I'm saying to you tonight, on this first episode of D Block Church for 2022, can you see it? And let's go get it. I will talk to y'all in 2 weeks. And we will be talking more and more and more about what it is that we be finding in these songs. Because I really truly believe that it's going to open our eyes to a lot of things. Can you see it? Until 2 weeks. Love you all. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.